You're going to be back in Iowa in a couple of weeks. You're accepting the highest honor from the Ray Center. Past recipients include a Nobel Prize winner, an Olympic gold medalist, and an astronaut who all exemplify good character as role models. How do you define good character, and how do you try to live it?
Well, you've just laid out that I do not deserve such an honor. You did that very eloquently. I really feel like I don't know how I got here. I mean, as you said, a lot of people with some pretty amazing credentials have won this award before. And, you know, I'm really humbled. I think sometimes people conflate me with the folks I focus on in my stories. But for whatever reason, you know, I'm grateful, and I'm looking forward to coming to Iowa and spending time there with my family.
Senator, you didn't answer the question, which was, how do you define good character, and how do you try to live it yourself?
Well, I would say good character starts with honesty and integrity, and it's an evolution. I would say that, you know, I'm still working on that. I was not, I don't feel like I started out life with a great deal of integrity or character. But you know, I've worked on it, and I continue to work on it. And if I bring any message to the group there, in Des Moines, I think that'll be it, that we're not defined by who we were in the past, but, who we are going to be in the future.
There are millions who know you for your reporting on CBS, but not all Iowans may know why you're being singled out here. So talk a little about your collaboration with Drake University and Kindness 101.
Well, probably 10, 15 years ago, I started noticing whenever I went into schools, like the kids would know who I was. And, you know, our viewers, they're older, so there's not a whole lot of kids watching the CBS Evening News. And I eventually learned that a lot of teachers were using the stories that we find on the road to teach kindness and character. And, you know, it kept happening over and over, just organically, teachers were using the stories. So we decided that we wanted to actually create a curriculum using the stories at the core. And it seemed like Drake University and Character Counts would be the perfect partner for us. And they've created a wonderful curriculum that's used, you know, across the country, by school kids who watch the stories that we find in our travels, people of amazing kindness and really true character, and use those to sort of become better people themselves.
Steve, you won 4 Murrow Awards, including 3 for Best Writing. You have a real gift for putting your interviewees at ease and presenting these uplifting stories that make us laugh and cry. Are your subjects hard to come by, or are there more of them out there than you can ever reach?
You know, I think that there's more out there than I'll ever reach. For a long time, I did a project called Everybody Has a Story, where we threw a dart at a map of America, went wherever the dart hit, and then picked people at random out of the phone book and talked to them about something that mattered in their lives. And so these are just completely random Americans, you know, no filtering or anything. And we met amazing people who were really good. And it kind of through the course of that project, I realized that, you know, Americans are much kinder and have much stronger character than sometimes we give them credit for. And that is carried on to this day. We find stories every week, people we profile, but I could never get to all of them because, you know, they're I'd say 90-95% of Americans probably deserve to be featured on the evening news for something they've done.